Om Shanti and good morning from your sweet home Madhuban. I am here in Daddy Yankee Park and I'm welcoming our global audience, my family to this program in Daddy Yankee Park. And I'm Sister Sonia, I'm from Copenhagen, Denmark. Please, you can come. And I'm also coordinating the environment activities in Baba's service. And I'm here in the park today together with Brother Ejai from the video department. And we are going to share our green day with all of you. And we are in Daddy Yankee Park, and Daddy was a big supporter of the environment, and so we are also here to honor our dear Daddy's memory. And I'm sure many of you have been to the Environment Initiatives program before. We have done interviews, we've done workshops and also programs in the park throughout the year. So this is the first time we will bring the online audience into our lovely day. And Ajay here will show you the beautiful park, how it's looking here with our angels and the beautiful flowers. And the elements are supporting us today because it's a little bit hazy. And it's a little bit cool. Yesterday was over 30 degrees, so it was very hot. So now it's cool and we have the lovely support from the elements. Actually, how do we best support Mother Earth? We breathe, we drink, we eat all resources from the planet. But maybe our purity is the biggest support to the element. Our purity will help the elements to realign to order and harmony. And also our beautiful BK simple lifestyle is a key element in supporting Mother Nature. So it all comes together in our program here this morning. So let's start and see what will happen today. We have five different activities that people can choose between. And one of them will be a meditative walk. So here you see the flag of the walk. And one of the facilitators is Sister Lotta from Sweden. And I will hand her the mic. And she can tell us what will happen here today.
So we will take everyone on a walk in nature. And the purpose of that is to reconnect with nature, because we have disconnected with nature, living in cities.
Closer.
Yeah. And also to refine our senses. So we will stop and just listen and see what we see, because ours is like, as human beings, we lost a little bit of our intuition like animals have. So we want to regain that refinement of our senses and also to become aware of the natural surrounding which surrounds everything. It's not that nature is different from us or is out there, but it's actually surrounding us. So looking forward to that, together with Debbie from Canada, we'll do this walk.
Okay. Thank you so much. And you will walk around in Gian Sarovar?
Yes. Yeah. And up the hill, oh, down on that side, and back again for a fruit party.
Okay, thank you. So I keep the mic here now, and now we are moving slowly towards the meditation hut. And there will be a meditative guided meditation. And Brother David and Shuna is facilitating that. And here now also people are starting to come and they are looking forward to the day outside to a little relax. It's early. We had the welcome program yesterday, so some are tired after the travels. And so there's a very nice day. They can just relax in nature this morning. So here you see beautiful Baba's meditation hut in the Daddy Yankee Park. The flags are there and everything. And here is Sister Shuna from Zimbabwe. Yes, I keep saying South Africa, but it's actually Zimbabwe. So, Shuna, you are here today to help in the program for the Green Day. What do you hope the people will experience in your meditation session? You can hold the mic this way,
yeah, and close to the mouth.
Really, when we look at the whole program for the season, becoming a bestower like the Father, and we understand that we have to become masters of matter. So our meditation will be focused on water, actually, recalling Masaru Emoto's work on water, where he could prove that good vibrations affect water. So we will take those souls into an experience of being the bestower on water universally. But I would like to just connect something else to water, and that's a little story of a time that I was in India riding horses in the Udaipur area in Rajasthan. And the one evening, we came into the camp and I saw they'd set up the camp and there was a cow lying on the ground and I thought, this cow is dead. So they put the camp by a dead cow. But actually that cow must have had quarter evil, illness connected to the hindquarters. It couldn't move. But as when we arrived, it began to perk up and we fed it. Somebody came to give it water. Someone brought a blanket for the night because it was quite cold at that time. And as the evening progressed, this cow became more and more alert and engaging. And the next morning, too, the cow was so happy to see us. But when we left, it became very, it had such a sad look in its face. And when we got back, I spoke to one of the guides. I said, that cow was so sad when we left it. He said, yes, it cried. It had tears. I hadn't observed the tears, but he had. So just to bring that consciousness and awareness that we are sentient beings, all of us, and we interact with nature. And if without all these sentient beings, we couldn't live. So, yeah, just to bring that awareness of how we all function together, live together, and need to create those pure vibrations.
Thank you so much, Sister Shona, and what a lovely story. I can feel your love for the animals, and we all do love the animals, I think, so thank you. And I'm sure the participants here will have a lovely meditation. And I have to ask the brother to put on the waterfall. He said he would do that, but I will remind him. So now, Brother Ajay, let's keep walking, and we go to one more stop before we go to the main stage. And yeah, maybe we can walk up here even. And we're going towards the tower in Dadijanki Park, where people will have a dialogue and sharing about Nature Speaks. And here, three angels are sitting in the swing and enjoying. And please join us for 10 o'clock. At the main stage, yes. And let's go here to the tower. Nature Speaks, yes, beautiful. And you see the roses here. They are looking after the garden with so much love. So it is Prabhu Harish and the fruit department here are supporting us today. With the fruit and with the chairs and making the Dadijanki Park ready for all of us. It's a big job. They were up before it got daylight, actually. They put all the chairs up. And up here we have a beautiful view. It's a silent place. You can come and meditate when you come to Madhuban. And here we are approaching the tower. And Sister Son is here. And good morning, Son Ben from Malaysia. Yes. So here you will have a dialogue today. What would you like your participants to experience today? I give you the mic and you hold it this way. Yeah.
Today, we would like to bring them closer to Mother Nature so they can have some reflection. At the same time, we will invite them to share their experiences with Mother Nature. Especially, you know, they would have some experiences, encounter beautiful experience. And on top of that, we would want them to play a video. We will play a video where Mother Nature will speak. And then we will invite them to write letter in response to Mother Nature speaking from that video. And in addition to that, also invite them to get the response from Mother Nature to what they have written to them. So from that, they can have the closer, no? Closer, beautiful experiences, intimate, that kind of feeling, deep feeling for Mother Earth. Yeah. And then we will close with some kali leaf for them to appreciate and blessing.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure they have a good day here. Oh, look at the beautiful roses. Yeah. How nice. So I'm sure all of you wish you could be with us today, but we will do these events in group 8, 9 and 10 in next year. So maybe if you come then, you will be part of the Green Day. And now it's time we move towards the main stage, and we will have a welcome and introduction by Brother Golo, and then we will divide into the groups, and you will be able to see the art workshop, and you will be able to see the movement, two groups left. So here is the beautiful arch. So I'm walking here down the stairs, and we're waiting for the program to fill up. Here is Sister Jana from Russia, and she is welcoming everyone with beautiful rose petals. Good morning, Jana. You give some rose petals to the people online.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So now you can slowly moving here towards the main stage. And here you can see people slowly gathering. And looking forward to a nice day. And we will have fruit party at 11. And I'm walking here towards the main stage. And they have cleaned the Daddy Yankee Park so nicely. And the brothers, the sound department, they set up early this morning. And I hope all of you also remember to take a deep breath today. And I will keep talking here, and soon I'll give the mic to Brother Golo. And you can take one of these mics.
Okay. No?
So can you put the mic here on you? And you are online now. So
I'm online.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm online. Okay,
yeah.
We're clipping it and we're online.
And
very good.
You say welcome to everyone. You have about 10 minutes.
Okay, ta-ta. Om Shanti. Welcome to our Green Day. This is already became a bit of a tradition that every double foreigner season we have this Green Day in this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful garden. And I was just asked if it's throughout the year like that, beautiful greenery and all that. And I said, yes, it's all the time, it's evergreen here in Mount Abu. And we're very lucky. This is a beautiful oasis. And once again, welcome to our Green Environmental Day. So some of you may ask, why we're doing this environmental day, why we're doing environmental service. Well, it's the world around us which is nurturing us, providing food, providing materials for our cloth, and gives us the playground to interact and enjoy happiness. Without the world, without matter, there would be no fun for us. There would be no cycle of time. So me and the world there, the soul and matter, we are interacting all the time in a very, very deep way. On the surface, we all know how we interact with nature. We are farmers and we're growing, we're having some beautiful fruits, and we burn fossil fuels, make electricity, we're building from nature. We're using it in all sorts of ways and means, but there's also a very, very deep connection. This connection is the connection between what's happening on the inside in my mind, my feelings and emotions, and what happens outside in the world. And this is one of the reasons we are also going in 1 week, Sonia and me and Sister Genti, Sister Maureen and others, we're going to Brazil for the next United Nations Climate Conference, because as you know, the world is changing very fast. It's everywhere written, Vinash, the end of the world, which is also the beginning of the next one. So nothing to worry about that, but the world is undergoing transformation. A lot of people are worried, there's a lot of anxiety, and there's a lot of fear. And that's where the presence of Brahma Kumaris comes in and makes a difference. We can project hope, we can give some knowledge, that you're immortal beings of light, and Supreme Being is also there, and a new cycle of time is going to happen. So nothing to worry. This is the message we can give. Unfortunately, we cannot save this planet as it is, but we can sort of moderate the transition. And this is all about coming together in the Green Day to understand and strengthen our relation with the material world, with the environment, which is also called the green world around us. So how can we strengthen our relation? In this Green Day, we have, I think, 5 different sort of activities. One is the, should I explain? Yeah, a little bit.
You ask the facilitators to come.
Ah, yeah, ask the facilitators to come. Well, first I'll explain. So we have 5 different activities. One is the art workshop, where you can express in artistic way your relation to nature, and you can do actually whatever you want. I'm the moderator, but I'm a total free moderator. I just give you the material and you can be totally creative. We have a movement here in this area, and where you learn how to move, how the body functions, how much, where are your trigger points, your stress points, and you will find out when you do movement regular, it is very helpful also for meditation experience, because energy in your body flows much better. Then we have a sharing, which is backside. On this little hill, there is also these blue flags, which are pointing in the direction where the sharing will be. Then we have meditation. I think it's in the meditation hall. And we have walk. Né? So we have also the walk. And walking, people will meet here, near to the fruit stall. And there's also one of these banners. And these are the different activities actually sort of helping you to deepen your relation with nature, to experience how can I relate and how actually my feelings and emotions are sort of radiating out and shaping the world around us. Baba many times says our mind and our thoughts are the master, and they're shaping the physical reality. There have been some very fancy science fiction films, and they have the topic that the mind actually creates the physical world around us. And that's exactly what Baba means. Whatever I think, whatever I feel, it ripples energy outside and it forms the world. So whatever happens, storms, cyclones, droughts, fires, anything which happens, beauty also, greenery, it's a product of our collective vibration. So this workshop also aims to deepen your understanding of my relation with the world and sort of understand whatever you think, whatever you feel has an effect. That's why Baba says, Mansa Seva, the service of the mind is the most powerful. And that's where the direction of this Brahma Kumaris is going. We're all more going into introversion, into more silence and more yoga and experience. Now I hand over the proceedings back to Sister Sonia. Actually, please give a hand to Sonia. She's the organizer. And since days, she's writing lists and she made meetings with various departments and peoples, organizing fruits, getting the park ready, chairs, having all the material, organizing the filming. This is live streams, you know. And so Sonia is doing a lot of effort to organize that. We will have throughout this year season always a green program. It will vary a little bit, sometimes here, sometimes it will be a talk. And I hope you will enjoy also today's program. And I hand to Sister Sonia, and she will invite all the facilitators, introduce them, and then, yeah, explain a little bit more about the program and the activities. So welcome, 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 and enjoy this morning time. Om Shanti.
So good morning, and thank you, Golu, for the beautiful introduction. So I'll ask the facilitators to come on stage, and there will be five different activities you can choose between here. And around 11 o'clock, we have a break, a fruit break, and then there will be 11:30 to 12:15. You can choose another workshop. So you get two different workshops to choose between.
Not too many in one.
Yeah, and we'll trust the drama. It will be evenly distributed. And 12:15, we can meet here and have a final meditation for Mother Earth together. So, Golu, you explained about the art workshop. It will happen down there. And Rita?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Om Shanti. So, as a Anna from Vienna and me, Rita, from India and Germany, we will do the movement exercise, and Raina will do some general exercises for the whole body, which also can be used as a warm-up. And I will do some asanas, some hatha yoga. We know we cannot say yoga to it, but we can transform it from body conscious, just doing exercises. We can transform it into soul conscious, and we can remember Baba. And when we hold the poses, we can even do, for example, the five forms or drills or whatsoever. Okay. And the most important asana is to be seated in the center of the forehead.
Thank you. And that will be here on the lawn. So you have max 1 minute.
Om Shanti. My name is Brother David from Canada, and with Sister Shuna from South Africa, we're at Baba's hut for our meditation. We'll have two meditations inside the Baba's hut, some words, extracts from Merlis about our relationship with nature, and outside Baba's hut at the waterfall, a beautiful meditation about the power of water. So, hope you'll join us there.
Thank you.
My group is sharing, and it's the topic is Nature Speaks. Name. I think we all have nature.
Your name.
My name is Chitra, sorry. And we all have an experience with how subtle nature speaks to us. And we have some personal experiences. We want to bring that experiences, how we feel the nature speaking to others in different ways. And the sharing is all about your personal journey with nature. And hearing the insight and experience from others may enrich your future experience with experiment with the nature. So it will enhance your journey with the nature in the physical world.
Thank
Om
you.
Shanti.
Thank you. I think our session will be a nice beginning to your session for those who haven't spent a lot of time in nature. This is Debbie, and I'm from Canada. And we're going to be increasing our awareness of our natural surroundings by doing a walk. And we will walk out of the park, and there's a bit of a steep climb, but it's stairs, and I think everyone will be fine, and a couple of resting spots along the way, and we'll end up by Daddy's cottage. So we've got a nice walk planned. We hope that you will refine your senses to be able to appreciate nature, and that nature will benefit from the time we spend with her. And for those who have a trouble relationship with the sun, I have some sunscreen you can use.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So all of you now welcome to move into the different groups. The walk is at the entry point. Meditation hut, you know. Sharing is up at the tower. You see the blue flag? The art is here. And for the moment, you stay here on the lawn. So as you are moving into the groups, have a nice day and see you for the break and see you for the end.
Can we film now? I have to get on the bus.
Yeah. So now I give this mic here and we close this and we are moving towards Ajay again. Yeah, please come. So I ask Judy to share a few words with us about what will happen in November.
Wonderful.
You take the mic and hold it this way.
Like yes. This? Okay. Hello, Om Shanti. This is Judy from Canada. We'll be hosting what we're calling the People's Pavilion at COP30 in Brazil. So that means anyone, anywhere in the world can join us because it's online. Every day we'll do a half-hour global meditation for the climate, which will be 6:30 p.m. India time. Watch for timings, but just know that we want a wave of good vibrations internationally from the BKs and all of our friends to help support the climate, and that will be hosted during COP30. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Judy from Halifax. And here I have Sister Irina from Russia. What would you like to experience today?
Hello. In fact, the green day is very important for me because I appreciate the connection between outer world and inner world.
Okay, each one needs a little bit space. So
in our program, I expect to have a deeper experience of changing, transforming myself by looking at nature and taking it an example, and also serve to Mother Nature because of my big gratitude and love to it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Now we have to leave the lawn because they are starting the movement. So I'm just taking you down to the gazebo here where you can see how the art workshop will function. So this is what's called gazebo, and it's a kind of hut with a roof and open walls, and here there are many art things. So people will do a collage from nature, and Ajay will show you here. People can pick up colors, and then they can also go out in nature and pick up flowers. Golo, what would you like the participant to experience today?
This is the workshop about art, and basically people select the material they like. And then they sit here in silence and they reflect, what is my relation to nature? What is my heart telling me? What should I do? What should I say? And accordingly, then as per this experience, as per these feelings, they start making some work of art. And I've seen over the years that very, very beautiful artwork has been created. Okay, enjoy.
Thank you so much. Okay, we will now walk towards the lane. Ajay, are you with me? He got lost in the art. Oh, he's here. So come. Yeah. So now we are moving, and we are moving towards the lawn. And Adya, here, please come and say hello to Brahma Vishnu from fruit department. Vishnu Bhai. He has organized all the chairs, all the fruit, and he's looking after the park so nicely. Thank you so much, Vishnu Bhai. And today's fruit is bananas, and it is watermelon, and one more fruit. And so here, the angels are gathering. 38 minutes. The angels are gathering here in the
face muscles
on the lawn, and they're doing a nice.
You try to make this asana natural, so that you don't have the feeling it's something.
So we are moving towards the exit now, and soon we will stop the filming, and the participants will enjoy their day. And just before we close, I'll show you our leaflet here. We can stop here, Ajay. And here is our Environment Initiative leaflet, where you can read more about what will happen today. And you find it on our webpage, echo.brahmakumaris.org. And we have also a meditation platform called Yogis for Future, where you have visual guided meditations. And let me finally pull a meditation card, a blessing card for you. And I think I take the heart for all of you. And here, this is the blessing for you, opening the heart. When I connect with the environment in all its many forms, my heart opens like a flower and I feel at one with everything. So I say thank you to all of you. And as you heard, we are on the way to the climate change conference in Brazil, and you can join us daily for meditation, but also for the Climate Wisdom Studio live stream. And now the people are coming a little late here, so I need to help them to find the right group. So I say thank you to all of you, and I hope you also have time today to go out, to go out and take a deep breath. Look at the sky, enjoy the unlimited feeling. Maybe walk barefoot in the grass or in the sand, in Baba's remembrance. And I wish you a very nice, relaxed day. And Om Shanti from your home, Madhuban.